Come on.
Who's bad? Hey, this is Studio W, the Buzz, baby. Studio W. And this is Monday Night Madness. Yeah, we bad. Hey, if you've been listening lately, we've had some amazing, amazing artists on with us. Oh, by the way, let me introduce everyone to you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Monday Night Madness with my co-host, D.A., the Waymaker.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In the house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm going to let you do the honors, D.A. We have a special guest in the house. Who is this gentleman?
Man, I am so glad and pleased to have Mr. Southern Soul artist, James Red.
James Red.
How y'all doing? All right.
Welcome, sir. Welcome. Hey, you know, I don't know whether Waymaker told you or not, but we have a lot of fun. And we only have you on for, you know, a little while, but we're going to play your music. That's okay with you. All right.
Oh, that's more than okay. Yeah.
And what we normally do, we just kick it off with some of our favorite artists, especially in the Southern Soul genre. And then some that have also graced this network on this Monday Night Madness. Be right back after this. Oh, I just came across this one. Got to play the lady, Denise LaSalle. Give me your most strongest. Come on, let's do this.
Well, it's time to drink.
I have a glass, or I'll drink to that. Absolutely. May as well.
Bag it up.
I need 4 or 5 more beers to deal with this crazy man of mine. When we should be making love.
Yeah.
The man just wanna fuss and fight all night long. When we should be making love. The man wanna fuss and fight. Always accusing me of cheating.
Denise LaSalle. And we've had this gentleman coming up. We had him on. He was on Cultural Excellence. That's not Joe Perkins. He said, Toothpick Girl.
So I'm talking about Coca.
So all my two drug lovers, pay attention. So I can give my girl a call. And I was like, oh, oh, wait. I think she got a friend for me. Yeah. And I got.
You listen to The Buzz, baby. Monday Night Madness. You hanging with me. WBNDA, the Waymaker. Grab a glass.
Meets the world, yeah. Right here on the bus.
Yeah.
At the same time. Yeah, talk to big
worlds.
This is what we do. This is what we do.
Baby. I took my girl to the store to get some sexy lingerie.
Mm. And what's that?
I took her back to the crib so she can model it for me. And we twins. Oh, we so big and sexy. Oh, no. Y'all know I got
sick
girls. I know
man.
I got. Yeah. At the same time. Get on two thick worlds. Yeah. On my mind.
Hey, Tamara, Miss Hollywood McClain, she's in the house. The bad man, Nigel Perkins. And then, and she be here on Wednesday on Cultural Excellence, that Mika Mika.
Woo. Lord, have mercy today.
Girl ain't playing.
I've been watching you.
This jam right here.
For a couple of months.
Look.
And things haven't been the same.
Look.
I used to call you daddy.
Yes, I did.
Now your name is just too slow down.
Oh, my goodness.
We used to last an hour, but now there's no more power. Got me all messed up. The other day,
When you came in, mm-hmm. I smell her perfume all over you.
Come on,
and then you try to lie. Get out of here with that shit. I'm no fool, but I'm cool on you.
The day I was born, trying to see
is the first one you find. No. Talent meets the world.
And the greatest thing about this music, it gets you right there in the gut.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. Southern soul, baby.
That is it.
Man. It's the baddest thing since a car. I'm not gonna compare it to sliced bread. This Waymaker.
News on wheel. Tell him,
my God.
News.
Hey, look, I can't. Look, I've got to do this because this is called Monday Night Madness. We have Mr. James Redd in the building. James Redd.
Yes, sir.
It's called Monday Night Madness because it's mad. It is, oh, look, it's not normal. It's just, we don't have interviews.
Right. Tell him.
We have conversations.
Okay.
All right.
That's all right with me.
And before this is over, you know exactly what I mean by that. But we had to grade some of those artists, and I want to talk about it a little bit. Okay. The amazing Gita Jones has been on this network, and he's coming back. What a great, I don't know how long we kept him, Waymaker, because you said we're going to have to cut down the time that we keep these artists on, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. I understand that.
I think Gita was on for about 2 hours and 45 minutes.
You know what? Yeah. Somebody texted me and they said, it's something about the way we present this is that we put in, the artists don't want to lead.
Right.
We're going to have to go into a board meeting and decide whether we cut it to, you know, an hour, whatever it is, or let the artists decide how long they want to stay. Suppose they want to just stay on and hang out and have a good time with us. You think that might be an option?
Might be.
See?
That's something we talked about.
We were talking about it in the boardroom. This is Monday Night Madness. Hey, look, are my products, when can I expect my products? You know, I missed a few things.
It's amazing you said that.
Yeah.
It's like right before I came on the air.
Yeah, I know.
I talked to the lady and she said definitely between now and then, they'll be there.
Yeah,
she
okay.
She said,
how about that?
Marvin Gaye would serenade you ladies. This is
Monday Night Madness.
Just
WBN, the Waymaker.
More important than you in my life.
Man, that's real good.
Give you my everything and afford the sacrifice.
Go ahead, man.
There's no valid reason.
Oh, man,
wow. Okay. See this microphone right here? See this microphone right here? Waymaker, you know what I'm getting ready to do? I'm dropping that. I dropped it. You saw it, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw it.
Good Lord.
You went and got Uncle Lenny.
Yes, sir.
Man. Waymaker, I don't want to hear no. I need microphones. I need microphones. No, Waymaker, I'm not settling for this. It'd be between here and there. I don't want to hear this garbage. Let's get back to the subject at hand. Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna have to have a board meeting. All right. Okay. All right. Yes, sir. All right. I'll see you in the morning. But anyway, yes, James.
Yes, sir.
Man, that was a mic dropper there.
Yeah.
I appreciate that
jam. Waymaker, you know that's going into the hall. You know it's going to the Hall of Fame, don't you?
All right. Yes, well, we won't. Absolutely.
That's what's up.
Good Lord. So, yeah. Can you audit? I've got so many things to ask you after that. Good. I hope you got what you wanted after begging like that. You look at it should have worked. It should have worked. Oh, it worked.
Hey, if it didn't work for you, it damn sure will work for me tonight.
Dude, man. Hey, see, I told you when we did our test earlier, I said, because none of this is scripted. You can't make this up. Okay, so that's the true story. The story behind this song.
Okay. I used to sing with an R&B group called Touche, and some of the guys are on here now. And we were about to split apart, so we started writing this song. This song actually means more than, you know, what people understand. Mm. Some people don't even understand what serenade means.
Mm.
So, you know, I had to let the ladies know, well, look, this is what I'm about. I'm gonna sing to you. You know, I ain't got a whole bunch of money or muscle, but I got these pipes and, I'm gonna sing to you. So when I get through singing to you, you gonna feel like I got that money and the muscle.
I want to throw
a shout out to the guys though, for real, because they helped me along with this song tremendously. And, I love it. It's one of my favorites.
I love it, man. I just heard it for the first time. Waymaker, you say this not one, not two, not three, not four times, whatever it is, right? The number is. When the Waymaker says, WB, we're going to book this artist. We don't need a board meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the artists that he's bought, all of you guys are absolutely brilliant. I've only heard one song by you. I can't wait to get to the rest of them. This is absolutely incredible stuff. I said, wow. That's right, bro. Use them pipes. Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
What do you got to say?
Man, he went and got Uncle Lenny.
Look.
You know, I'm almost ready to get off the air now and see if I can replay it. You know? I can't sing. I don't have no muscles. I sure ain't got no money.
I don't know how you feel about it, but.
Do you remember back in the days when Luther Vandross, Joy LaVert, Marvin Gaye would serenade you ladies? This is how we do it.
Is there anything else you need?
Nah.
Okay, alright. Come on. For you and my, that's a bad. This jam is.
Man, look what I said in the beginning. Maybe you'll catch it now.
And we're still in the first inning.
Thanks. I ain't got no mic, but I sure have a remote. I'm gonna drop that.
Okay. All right, Waymaker.
Yes,
you,
sir.
You see this?
Oh, Lord, you. Yes, sir.
I'm running out of mic. You know, I'm gonna have to. Okay. I already dropped the mic on the first one. I'm not going. I'd already dropped it. So, simulate a pre-drop because I'm running out. Okay, all right. I'm definitely running out of mics. Fat Jam, gotta ask you this.
Okay.
When did you first start singing?
Ooh, man, I've been singing all my life.
All your life, meaning starting when did you start singing?
I think my dad said when I was like 3 years old.
Oh!
In church, you know, so, and, I've been a church musician since I was 13, so I've always been around music and in music, studied music at Mississippi Valley State, vocals. So, been singing professional since the 90s. Back in 95, I put out my first album with my group, Touche.
Great.
Wow.
Before I go to the Waymaker, where can the audience buy, find, share? How can they find, what are the credentials?
All digital platforms, YouTube,
Spotify.
Digital, Spotify, yeah. All digital platforms. Everything is there. Everything is there.
Wow.
Also, you know, DistroKid, you know, used to be CD Baby. It's all over the place. So if you look for it, just type in the name. I guarantee it'll come up. Even Google it.
Just type in James Red.
That's it. Two D's.
Wow.
One E, two D's. That's
it. Oh yeah. I got the double D's, dog.
Right.
No, I caught the D's. Man, I found that first song. It's just absolutely incredible. And I've got more. So I'm going to shut up and toss it over to the Waymaker, and then we're going to drop the next one.
Okay.
James.
Yes, sir.
Who inspired you to sing Southern soul music?
I would have to say Johnny Taylor.
Mm.
Okay.
Johnny was, he was an outstanding vocalist, you know. Ooh. Before everything else, his vocals were always tight, you know. And you could understand every word crystal clear. He had the enunciation and pronunciation. I mean, Johnny was just a bad boy, man. And I grew up listening to him every Saturday morning. You know, your parents put that music on the radio.
Oh.
You know, so Johnny has always been Johnny Taylor and Wilson Pickett, believe it or not.
Oh, man. Yeah. Hey, where's Johnny Taylor from? Either you guys know where? Oh man, I wish I had.
Is it Chicago or St. Louis?
Oh,
if I'm not mistaken.
You know what?
One of the.
I think it's Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to have to fact check that because, you know, we had the previous Monday Night Madness show that we had. We had the Professor of Pop Culture, Mr. Elroy Board III, who has a brand new book out, and that is the Superfly Trilogy. And I had him on last night, you know, on Sunday Night Gold. And right. He was talking about, and we played, you guys remember, are you old enough to remember Superfly? The movie, yeah. Superfly and Curtis Mayfield? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look, it was so much fun, right? And tonight we have James Red, and you were talking about Johnny Taylor and how he inspired you.
Right.
And so
right.
What I was getting at is the professor and I, or nor he mostly, had the research to tell you where these artists came from, the background, who they grew up with, who influenced them. And so we're going to come back with more of that with you, Mr. Red, because I'm anxious to hear the next song.
Anybody here want to party? Friday night, and I just got paid. Been at work all week, now it's time to party.
Come on.
With me.
Man,
if you want some rock or Hennessy, tell the bartender all drink on me. Then it's the weekend. Time to go out and hang with my friends. Chili T got the white, T-Dog got the brown. We headed to the club and it's going down. Step in the club, I did a
see. Yeah.
They're all sitting at their tables, now they're looking at me. I walk up to the DJ, grab the microphone, pump my fist in the air and say,
woo!
Hey! Anybody here wanna party?
Monday Night Madness, folks.
It's Friday night and I just got
James
paid. Been at work all week. Now it's
time
to party.
Man,
Hennessy. Tell the bartender all day
long.
Just got paid, been at work all week, now it's time
to
play.
Everybody here wanna party with me.
If you want Syrah or Hennessy, tell the bartender all day long.
Everybody here wanna party.
Give you a letdown, go ahead. With the low cut blouse and the tight jeans on, shaking that thing to a James Red song. We got the boys in the back sipping lonely. We got the folks that's grown sipping on Patron. Hey,
everybody here wanna party,
party
with me.
Party. It's Friday night and I just got paid. Been at work all week, now it's time
everybody
to play.
Here wanna party,
party
with me.
Party. If you want to rock.
Jiggle wiggle, jiggle, drive me crazy.
Come on, son.
So hot, it sizzles. So rock that boat, work that middle. Ladies walk it out like the supermodels. Fellas don't walk like you're trying to follow. Grab that cup and put that bottle. Can you walk after you swallow? Let's get it gone, rock the beat. You can do anything but stop your feet. Hey,
hey.
Don't booty talk. Not right there. Gotta let me see you walk.
Bring it back one time. Come on.
Let me see you walk.
Go ahead now. That's how you do it.
I love to watch you walk in your way. Let me see you walk. Make it shake. That jiggle just makes my day. Let me see you walk.
I ain't got no more mics to drop. I'm out of, no, completely out. Waymaker, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. We need mics, okay? I've got one right here, and I'm keeping this one. All right. You know, I'm looking at James Red got the heat. That was from Eric Hunter.
Yeah,
Letitia Bonder. Oh, boy, thanks. Oh, baby girl. Okay. That gorgeous smile. Destiny. Go, hey. Oh, my goodness. Man, the comments keep coming in faster than I can read them right now.
Oh, yeah.
Look.
Yeah, I see my Midnight Music family's in the house. That's Eric Hunter and Tamara, Miss Tamara McClain. What we call her, the reverse cowgirl, Alabama Wildcat.
Right. Hey, tell them. To go to the website, which is studiow.buzz. Studiow.buzz. And that way, in about 24 hours, they'll be able to hear this show again. In case they missed it, they want to share it with somebody because, man, you deserve to be shared around the globe. You have a unique voice, and I just love music. My background is in music. I play music.
Right.
This is my radio station. You know I gotta play music. But also I played music, and I love singing. And if I hear somebody that's great, I'm gonna share it with everybody I know. And brother, this broadcast goes around the world. If you know people in other countries or anything like that, don't forget, jot this down, studio.com.